Okay, good morning, everybody. So we begin the Perek Dalet in the Rambam, Hilchos Sanhedrin, which is really all about Smicha. The Rambam was extremely active on the topic of Smicha. Probably most famously in terms of the Rambam's doctrine of Chiddush HaSmicha and how essential that is. Rashi v'shavtayach v'rishonav yotzeach kivat chilach v'recheni karilach yirat tzedek kiryah ne'manah. That's like a prerequisite for Geula. But we'll see that this Rambam is extremely meduyak in terms of what Smicha is substantively and what halachic role it plays. Already in Dalet Aleph, and then tomorrow we'll talk a little bit difference in terms of Smicha Biyad versus, you know, Smicha for, you know, Rishus for Hora. So Dalet Aleph. Echad Bezdin Agadol, please make that diuk. Bezdin Agadol, the Rambam starts with Bezdin, Vechad Sanhedrin Kitana, which is Chaf Gimel, Bezdin Shal Shosha Tzarech Shia, Echad Mehen Samuch, Mipia Samuch. So the Rambam begins with a line that really is critical. The Lacha Mishnah amplifies this. He says that the truth of the matter is that for the Sanhedrin Agadola, or Bezdin Shal Chaf Gimel, you know, where there's going to be Dine Nefashos, or even a Bezdin Shal Shalosh for Dine Knasos, all of them need to be Smuchin. That's Lecha Mishnah's view. So then, you know, why exactly, especially in light of the Lecha Mishnah, would the Rambam say Echad Bezdin Agadol Vechad Sanhedrin Ktano Bezdin Shel Shosha Tzarech Shia Echad Mehem Samach Mipia Samach? So I think the answer is very clear, as we'll see in the Hemsheikh, but let's flag that issue for now. So Moshe Rabbeinu Samach Yoshua Biyad, more on that tomorrow, the special kind of Smicha Biyad, Shnemer Vayismuchas Yadav Alav Yitzavayu V'chein Hashem Zekeinu Moshe Rabbeinu Samacham, right, doesn't say Biyad, V'sharsa Alehem Shechina. So substantively, this is a very good place, you know, to stop for a moment and highlight substantively what Smicha always is Hashras Hashchina. Ki Hamishpat L'Elokim Hu, Ki Olam Nishpotu, Ki Yimla Hashem, V'Yimachem B'Dvar Hamishpat. Right, the whole idea is you're sort of channeling the Hashras Hashchina, which is why, you know, there's certain things you just can't do unless the Sanhedrin is in Lishkas Hagazus, Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah, Dvar Hanem Yishalayim, and you have the, you know, Shchina radiating out from that point. So when the Sanhedrin went into Galus, that was the end of Dine Nefashos, because that requires a much higher level of, you know, Hashra Sashchina. Really, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is empowered to take life. Osan HaZakenim, the Rambam goes on to say, Samchu L'Acherim V'Acherim L'Acherim V'Nimtzu HaSmuchin. Now the Rambam is going to circle back. Ish Mipi Ish Ad Beis Dino Shal Yoshua V'Ad Beis Dino Shal Moshe Rabbeinu. So second question, why did the Rambam simply say Ad Yehoshua V'Ad Moshe? Why does he say Ad Beis Dino Shal Yoshua V'Ad Beis Dino Shal Moshe Rabbeinu? Question number two. Again, question number one being, if Lecha Mishnah is correct, you know, the Rambam's misleading us, right? Really, the Lecha Mishnah is right. He should say that everybody needs to be Samoch on the Bezdin HaGadol or Sanhedrin Ketana or Bezdin Shel Shosha for Dinei Knasos. Okay, so the Rambam then finishes the Halacha of Echad, and Nismach M'Pianasi B'Echad Min HaSmuchin Afilu Ohaya Oso Samoch B'Sanhedrin Me'olam. The person doesn't need to have experience serving on the Sanhedrin to be amongst those who are Somech. Okay, so I think the answer is very clear, and as always, the Rambam is telegraphing his approach in the very beginning of the halacha by telling us that it's a din in a bezdin. Chaloshem bezdin requires echad, which is samuch. And now the Rambam reads extremely clearly. It may well be the case that the Sanhedrin, everybody needs to be a samuch, and it may well be the case that that's true of a Sanhedrin ketan, and it may well be the case of a, you know, bezdin shel knasos. All of them need to be smuchim. But the Rambam here is talking about the definition. You can't have a bezdin without at least one samuch. Echad bezdin agadol, echad sanhedrin ketano, bezdin shel shosha tzarech shia, echad mehen samuch, mipia samuch. And I think the proof in the pudding is the hemsheikh of the Rambam, where the Rambam says, Ish mipi ish ad bezdino shel Yoshua, ad bezdino shel Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not just to establish a chain, which was Moshe, Yeshua, Zakenim, Zakenivim, the Vimacha, Knesset HaGedola, but it goes back to the original Bezdin. Ish mipi ish ad bezdino shel Yoshua, ve'ad bezdino shel Moshe Rabbeinu. It's part of the Hagdara, it's part of the definition of a Bezdin. Right, in this case, part of the definition of a Bezdin is that you need to have at least Echad min hasmuchim. Again, what that means is that there's Hashras Hashchina, which is channeled straight down, right, you know, and then we'll talk about a little bit tomorrow the special concept of Smicha Biyad, V'nasata mehodecha alav, right, V'yismochas yadav alav v'yitzaveihu, that special sort of connection of Smicha Biyad, you know, what Moshe and Yoshua had, but maybe a little bit different than just, I don't want to call it garden variety smicha, because that would, you know, be a little bit cavalier, but then, you know, the standard case.